Isaiah chapter 9 and the verse 6. We return to this verse again this evening to consider the second of the five names that have been ascribed to the Lord Jesus. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We pointed out before, we just like to remind ourselves that the sonship of Christ did not begin at Bethlehem. We know that from these words, unto us a child is born. That wasn't when the son was born. The child was born, Christ in his manhood. But then it says, unto us the son is given. The son existed before Bethlehem. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. What wonderful titles these are. We've considered Wonderful. Tonight, with the Lord's help, I want us to consider the second name given to the Savior, namely Counselor. It seems that in this day in which we live, many people have great difficulty facing up to and dealing with the problems of life. And as a result of that, we are continually told about the different counselors that are available to give help to those in difficulty. You know that when we hear of a school shooting, perhaps a poor student has been shot down or knifed, in the broadcast, before they're finished, they will say, grief counselors will be in hand to help those students that are traumatized by the shooting or the knifing. And then on the other hand, we read a lot and hear a lot about marriages that get into difficulty. And immediately the couple are recommended that they go and see a marriage counselor. So we have grief counselors and marriage counselors. And that's not all. There are counselors for all kinds of problems. Just as a matter of interest, I went onto the internet during the week just to find out how many counselors there are. I could keep you here for half an hour giving you the list of counselors. There's counselors available to help those who have problems with self-esteem. There are counselors for those who have problems with a bad temper. They're sent to anger management. And there they talk with counselors there. There are counselors for those who have difficulties with life transitions, whatever that means. There's counselors for those who are moody. So there are counselors for all kinds of domestic and social problems, physical and indeed spiritual. Now I have no doubt whatsoever that those individuals suffering from difficulties and troubles most certainly need help. I have no doubt that their problems are real. And they're real to the individual. And they're searching for help, for somebody to help them. To help solve their problems. And to help them get over their difficulties. And I have no doubt either these trained counselors do their best to help those who are needy and who come to them for help. I have no doubt about that. I just wonder what they say. What do they say to those young people whose school friend has been murdered? How do you deal with the grief that's in the heart? Because that's where grief strikes, it's the heart. And an individual can be broken-hearted over the loss of a friend or a loved one. How can a grief counselor reach the heart? They can't. You see, they are limited in the counsel that they're able to give. And indeed, most of today's problems stem from the heart. And indeed affect the heart. There is only one counselor. There is only one counselor who can touch, heal, and mend the heart that is broken. And that one person is Jesus Christ. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He's the counselor who can touch the heart. He's the counselor who can heal the heart. He's the counselor who can change the heart. He's rightly called Counselor. Because that's what he is. He's rightly called Wonderful because that is what he is. He's wonderful. And as sure as he is wonderful, so he is a counselor. Indeed, we can join the two names together and say, he's a wonderful counselor. And all who ever come to know him can say indeed that he's the only counselor that we will ever need. The word counselor here means to guide. It means to give advice. And so when we need guidance or advice about a certain matter, it is to the Lord Jesus we go. He is our advisor. He is our guide. He is our counselor. And all that, the problems that we have, we can take every one of them to Christ. And you can be sure he'll give us good, sound advice. And if his name is Counselor, then that is what he is. What kind of a counsel is our blessed Savior? Well, first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ is our perfect counselor. We said last week when we considered the first of these names that everything about the Lord Jesus Christ is wonderful. We can add to that and again tonight say that everything about the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect. There are no shortcomings in the Lord. Christ is perfect in everything he does and says and everything that he is. And that means he's a perfect counselor. People can go to individuals who set themselves up as counselors and can spend time with them and come away and say, I'm not so keen on that counselor. I don't think he fully understands my problems. You'll never go to Christ and come away with that feeling and that attitude because he's a perfect counselor. He's a perfect counselor because we can say that he is a capable counselor. No one has ever gone to Christ with a problem and found he didn't know what to do. That's a fact. No one. No one. Not one person. Not one individual. No matter how great their problem may have been, has gone to Jesus Christ and they have discovered that Christ didn't know what to do. Or that the Lord Jesus didn't know what advice to give. That has never happened. And I tell you, as you can imagine, some great and indeed mammoth problems have been brought to the Lord Jesus by his people. And he has had a solution for every one of them. That's who he is. Now, whenever counsel has been given and advice has been given, then great wisdom is needed. I'm sure the counselors, the earthly counselors today, come across and face great problems that have been brought to them, and why they need wisdom, knowing how to deal with them and giving the right advice. So it is with the Lord Jesus. But you see, my friend, we say that the Lord Jesus is the perfect counselor, therefore he's a capable counselor, because the Lord Jesus himself is wisdom. That's who he is. We know that he is the Word. As well as being the Word, he is wisdom. We know he is the light. We know he is the life. And in the same way, he is wisdom. He doesn't just have wisdom. He is wisdom. We know that from the book of Proverbs. You turn to Proverbs chapter 8. And here the 8th chapter of Proverbs is all about wisdom. Wisdom is mentioned a number of times. And if you read carefully the verses, you will discover that Christ is the one who's speaking and Christ is wisdom. Look at verse 22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. Before his works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. That cannot mean anybody else but the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word is God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And here in Proverbs 8, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. You can read down to the end of verse 30. And here's the Lord speaking. Now you go to verse 12 of Proverbs 8. I, wisdom. And so the Lord Jesus gives himself the name wisdom. He says, I, wisdom. We've established the fact that the chapter 8 of Proverbs contains the words of Christ. And now the Lord Jesus says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 14, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. The two must go together, counsel and wisdom. If you want to give good counsel, then you need to have wisdom. Jesus Christ is wisdom. And the Lord will always give wise counsel. He will always give good advice, no matter what problem we bring to Him. It's not good to know. In Jude, Epistle of Jude in verse 25, we have these words. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. To the only wise God, our Savior. He is the only wise God. And if He's the only wise God and His name is wisdom, then He will give good counsel. He's the perfect counselor. We don't need anyone else. Christ is the only counselor we need. Paul echoes the words of Jude in his letter to Timothy, the first letter to Timothy. There Paul writes, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1 verse 17. No better counsel or advice or guidance can be given to us than that which is given by the only wise God, our Savior. Some of our problems may be complex. Some of our problems may be intricate. And some of our problems, dear hearer tonight, in our eyes may seem to be unsolvable. But not with Jesus Christ, not to the only wise God, our Savior. He can solve the problems. He can unravel the intricate difficulties that we have. He can meet our needs, for He is the only wise God, our Savior. Cannot get any better than that. And I want us to remember something. Friends may advise us. Relations may advise us. Yea, counselors may have a word of advice. But listen to this. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 25, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Who here would talk about the foolishness of God? Yet Paul, under inspiration, talked about the foolishness of God as wiser than men, than the wisdom of men. So the wisdom of men cannot even come up to the level of the foolishness of God. The only wise God, our Savior, is capable of solving every problem, unraveling every difficulty. He is indeed a wonderful counselor. He's capable. He's capable of giving us advice and counsel with on every problem we bring to Him. He'll never say to us, I can't help you. But not only is He a capable counselor, He's a complete counselor. Today there are counselors trained to deal with given situations. Grief counselor may not be able to correctly advise the one who is in sorrow. The marriage counselor may not be able to help the one who has been grieved. The grief counselor may not be able to help the one whose marriage is on the rocks. The marriage counselor may not be able to help the individual who has problems with self-esteem. A person may go to one counselor and say, oh, that's not my department. I can recommend you to someone who can help you. But you see, my friend, when we go to the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus is expert in every situation that man ever has faced. You only need one counselor. Christ is the complete counselor because we can go to Him and receive wise counsel no matter what the problem may be. He has the right word to advise in every situation. Praise His wonderful name. He knows what to say to the weary, because He has said Himself, Isaiah 50 and verse 4, the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned. He's the complete counselor. Because He has the tongue of the Lord learned, He says that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He's the tongue of the learned. He knows exactly what to say. Has anyone ever come to you for advice and you've listened to their tale and you've said to them, my friend, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what advice to give you. You'll never go to Christ and get that response. Never. You can go to the Lord Jesus and you know that you go to one who is wisdom. You know that you go to one who has the tongue of the learned and knows how. Knows how. That's the key. Knows how to speak a word in season to those that are weary. And if he has the tongue of the learned, he knows how to speak a word in season to the weary, and to those who are weeping, and to those who may feel they're worthless. Christ has the right word. The word that will lift them up. The word that will solve the problem. The word that will remove the difficulty. He's the complete counselor. And so, dear hearer tonight, if you need counsel, if you need advice, if you need guidance, go to the only counselor who can really help you. Go to Christ. Go to Jesus Christ. But you say, I have struggled with my problem for years and I can't find a solution. Take that problem to Christ, because Christ has the solution. Yea, Christ is the solution. You say, well, I have wrestled with my difficulty for years and I can't seem to find an answer. Then take it to Jesus. He has the answer. You say, but I'm troubled, grief stricken, sad, cast down, and I can't find any comfort. No matter what I do, there doesn't seem to be any comfort for my heart and for my soul. Then take your trouble to Jesus, because Jesus Christ will give you comfort. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Isaiah 40, verses 1 and 2. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem. The Lord is able to speak comfortably to us. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people. The Lord wants to comfort His people. And He'll speak comfortably to us. See? He has the word that will comfort us. Remember, He has the tongue of the learned. Then I notice also that He's the consistent counselor. I have no doubt that the counsel that is given to many people today regarding certain problems is not the same counsel or advice that may have been given 10, 20 years ago. For example, there are, of course, counselors for family problems, counselors giving advice on how to bring up children. I wouldn't believe for a moment that the advice that is given by these counselors today and regarding bringing up children would not be the same advice that your mother and father gave you 30, 40 years ago. I would believe that the counsel that is given today wouldn't bear any resemblance to the old-fashioned counsel and advice that parents gave to their children years ago. Society has changed, we are told, and with it, attitudes change, and how things should be done in bringing up children. But the advice that is given by our counselor, you see, when it comes to bringing up children, you don't need to go to the library and buy a book that says how to bring up children. All you need to know is right here in this book. Here it is. And the counsel that the Lord gives is the counsel that He has given for years and that still stands, hasn't changed. Psalm 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of His heart to all generations. The counsel that He gives on how to train up and bring up children hasn't changed. What was said 2,000 years ago is the same advice the Lord gives today. How do we bring up children? Ephesians 6, verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That still holds good today. It doesn't change. That's God's counsel. That's the advice of the Lord Jesus Christ, our counselor. So it is with the marriage counselors. I'm sure the advice that they give today is very different from any advice that was given 20 or 30 or 40 years ago about how to have a happy marriage. Once again, don't need to go anywhere. Here it is. It's in God's Word. Want to know how to have a happy marriage? Here it is. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. There it is. The advice was given 2,000 years ago. It's the same advice the Lord gives today. No matter what advice is needed, no matter what the subject is, physical or spiritual, you'll always be given the same advice when you go to the Lord. Praise God, the advice and the counsel the Lord gives doesn't change with the times. And I'm glad of that. The Lord doesn't follow the fads and the fashions of the trends of the day, only to be changed again. And some new expert comes to the fore. The Lord's word is unchangeable. He's Jesus Christ. He's the same today. He's the same forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Christ is our perfect counselor. To those who know him, we can say that Christ is our personal counselor. There can be no doubt that there are many times in our life when we need to be given advice and counsel. This, of course, the Lord knew. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Still do that. Man hasn't changed. You're still like sheep wandering astray. That's why we need advice and counsel. That's why we needed a counselor. And God has given us a counselor in the person of his own dear son, Jesus Christ. He is, first of all, our chosen counselor. Notice the wording in our text. For unto us, child is born. Unto us. Unto us, son is given. Christ was given unto us. Christ was given for us. Christ was given to us. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. So the counselor was given to us. The Lord Jesus was chosen for us to be our counselor as well as our Savior. You turn, please, to Numbers. Numbers 27. In the Numbers 27, in verse 18, regarding Joshua, who would lead the children of Israel into the land of promise, the Lord said unto Moses, verse 18, Numbers 27, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honour upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of the Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And so the Lord knew that Joshua would need a counselor. He had this great responsibility of leading the children of Israel into the land of promise and then dividing out the land. The Lord knew he would need a counselor. He raised up a counselor in the person of Eleazar the priest, who would then seek the mind of God, and through Eleazar would give to Joshua the mind of God, the advice of God, and the counsel of God. And if Joshua needed a counselor in the person of Eleazar, dear child of God, you and I need a counselor in the person of Jesus Christ. We do. need such a counselor, because if we do anything without taking counsel of God, we are sure to fail. We dare not trust our own reasoning. Many times have you trusted your own reasoning and it has failed. You let you down. And you said, I wish I had have gone to the Lord and sought His advice and got a word from the Lord. We dare not trust our own reasoning. For even the best of men fail when they didn't. And Jeremiah wrote, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It's not in us. It is not in us to do the right thing. It is not in us to do the right thing and to walk the right way before God in this world. We need the guidance of the Lord, our counselor. We've been instructed to look to Him when we need counsel and advice or guidance. Many times have you written in a card that you've sent to someone who is to be married. And you read a little note on the card congratulating them, and then you wanted to put a verse of scripture in there. How many times have you written in there Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He will direct thy paths. Seek His counsel. Seek His advice. Seek His guidance. And has anyone of God's children ever sought the Lord, the Lord's advice, only to be led astray? Not one. That's some record, isn't it? There's not a counselor in the face of this earth has a record like that. He has never led a person astray who has ever gone to him seeking advice. Have you ever got advice from a friend? Or a loved one? And that advice has turned out to be wrong? Yes. Have you ever leaned on your own understanding? Made a decision without consulting God? And you paid for it? It'll never be the case with Christ. Yes, He is our chosen counselor, chosen by the Lord for us. He is our continual counselor. At no time will our counselor give up on us. Earthly counselors may say to their clients, my dear friend, I've helped you all I can, and I must say, I can do nothing more for you. There is a limit to what they can do. They may have given all the counsel and advice that they can, but you're no better. You're no further on. Problem's still there. The difficulty still is before you. And they'll say, I'm afraid I can't help you anymore. You need to see somebody else. What a wonderful counselor we have in Jesus Christ. Christ will never send us to somebody else because He has failed to meet our needs and failed to give us advice. Oh, isn't He just wonderful. So many reasons why we love him. Here's another one. Christ will never say to us, I can't help you. Christ will never give up on us. Christ will never abandon us. Christ will never say, I can't help you. Christ will never say, I don't know what to tell you. He will never do that. And Jesus Christ is the only one who can help where nobody else can. You think of the children of Israel. How often did they need the counsel of God? Did he give up on them? Did he abandon them? Not at all. He continued with them. He persevered with them and gave them counsel again and again and again. He'll continue with us. He'll never give up on you. He'll never abandon you. He'll never say, I can't help you. When he helps and gives you the right counsel, be able to say with David, Psalm 119, verse 24, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. You want to know the Lord's mind, and no matter what do? You pray about it. And you go to the Word. And you get the Word from the Lord. As the psalmist says, thy word, thy testimonies are my delight, and they've been my counselors. That's what you do. I've heard people say that they've made a decision, and you talk to them about it, and they say, well, I prayed about it. And tell me the rest. Well, I prayed about it. And what? What did the Lord tell you? They seem to think if they tell you, well, I prayed about it, that makes it all right. But that's only half of it. You can pray about the matter, but you need to know what the Lord says on the matter. The only way you'll know is through his testimonies, for his word is our counselor. And he'll continue with us. We dare not trust ourselves. We can't. Solomon said in Proverbs 11, verse 14, where no counsel is, the people fall. As our constant, continual counselor, our Lord will never leave us, never abandon us in our time of trouble. He's not like Ahithophel. Ahithophel was the king's counselor. He was the counselor for David. And what did Ahithophel go and do? He deserted David and went over to the camp of Absalom. He joined the conspiracy against David. Praise the Lord Christ, I'll never do that. He'll never abandon you. He'll never leave you. He's also a caring counselor. Perhaps the counselors of today, those that are trained in dealing with all these different social problems, well, it's a job to them. And many of them are able to enter into and sincerely sympathize with the troubles of their clients. Maybe someone has gone and seen a counselor and spent some time with them, and they've come out and been disheartened, hardened, and said, that person doesn't really know how I feel. Yes, he's given me advice, but he doesn't know my heart and how I feel. Christ knows. He's a caring counselor. He doesn't only counsel the mind, he counsels the heart. Or no one else can reach, no one else can touch, the Lord Jesus can. He knows what is in the heart of man. He knows the pain of the heart. He feels the sorrows of the heart. And it makes all the difference, doesn't it? It makes all the difference when we see one like Christ our counselor, who knows how we feel. Makes all the difference. In Proverbs 27, in verse 9, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. The reference there is to counseling the heart. A man's friend. A man's friend. A man's friend. That friend is Jesus. Jesus Christ is the friend of men. Jesus Christ is the friend of sinners. Oh, I wish I could just put into words how I feel in my heart tonight regarding the Lord Jesus, our counselor. The Lord wants only what is best for his people. Psalmist said, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. Haven't time to develop the last point, but we see that Christ is our proven counselor. How long have you known Christ? 39 years I have known him. 39 years. I have known Christ, and I have proven him to be all that we have said about him tonight. He's a perfect counselor. He's a capable counselor. He's a caring counselor. He's everything we have said, because he's a true counselor. He's a trusted counselor. He's a well-tried counselor. You don't know him. You can trust him tonight to give you true counsel. If you're a backslider, do you know what his counsel would be to you if you're a backslider? The word that he gave to the church at Laodicea. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich in white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. If you're a sinner tonight and you don't know him, here's his counsel for you. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's his counsel, that's his advice tonight to sinners and the backsliders. Will you take his counsel? You can trust it. I have proven him. You can trust his counsel. And his counsel will lead you into life everlasting. Lead you into joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise his name. Let's bow our heads in prayer.